Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated but never duplicated Power Hour radio show. It's a pleasure to be with you. Of course, I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. If you're new to the show, welcome. We really have a worthwhile, educational, provocative, all-across-the-board show for you. Today, one of my absolute favorites, one of our great guests, our friend from the Great White North, Wayne Elliott, is going to be here. So
second greatest Canadian ever to put his foot on the earth.
But besides Wayne Gretzky.
That's right.
Yeah, we understand. Both Waynes. I guess if you're named Wayne in Canada, then you're a good person. We're excited to have him. We'll get to him in just a second. Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun, of course.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Another great day in America.
It is.
And it's even the better since we're talking to Wayne.
Absolutely. We have, now Barbara called, I don't know, a week or so. Time goes really quick. I was like, Barbara, remember we're going to send you a book and you wanted both of us to sign it? Well, we got your address. We got the book signed. Uncle Kevin signed it this morning. And so it's going to be going out later today.
I used my right foot. That's the way I signed it the best.
It's going to go out. That's the only way you can sign it. We're going to go. That's going to go out to you, Barbara. So thank you so much for the call.
That was the closest to my heart.
Forever 1776, of course, written by me. My uncle helped me. And every day this book becomes more important, not
more
less.
More and more important, yes.
And more timely. So check it out if you want to. It's at the Power Mall if you want it. But
makes a great present for anybody or a Christmas present.
Yes, Christmas.
You don't know what to give somebody?
Give them this book.
That is the perfect
present.
It's
a quick read. It's a quick read.
Easy read.
And people they're either going to hate it.
Yes.
Not hate it. That's the wrong word. They're either going to be indifferent towards it.
Right.
Or they will love it.
Love it.
One or the other.
There's so much in there that they don't
know. And you don't know. They'll either be, this is not very interesting to me. Or they'll be totally captivated.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And it's not a reference book per se. It's more engages you in.
It's a great book.
Anyway, excited to have Wayne on later on in the show. We're doing. I did an interview over Skype. Jordan Maxwell, his health has been kind of hit and miss here, and he had a stroke. And I'm waiting for him to send his address so that we can send him some heart. I asked him, and I've sent him some vitamins or something before, like a long time ago. And he kind of takes, he doesn't take them. He forgets. So if he sends me the address, we're going to keep bugging him. We're going to send him some heart drops because he had a heart attack and a stroke. He almost died. He's still with us. And I was able to interview him on Skype. And so we got a recorded, he can't, certain times are rough for him. So we'll play that recording during the show on the second hour. So stay tuned. Right now we have, one of the foremost, I would say health advocates, just natural health advocates, carrying the torch of the Strauss family, specifically Jim Strauss, one of the greatest. Or have to be one of the greatest herbologists of the 20th century. His families were talking 2 and 3 century old formulas, their ability to peg nature and connect man to nature. And Wayne is carrying on that heritage and empowering you. And we're glad to have him, of course, from Canada, as we mentioned. Wayne Elliott, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. It's always my great pleasure. And, those strokes, heart drops, as I've said a million times, saved my life, my dad's life. Extended my dad's life. Just got more miraculous stories than Carter's got little liver pills. About your book, Daniel, I thought I'd interject here. I bought a dozen of your books, a fabulous book, especially for a guy like me who's not a great reader. It's not too long. And I don't want this to go to your head, but 10 of the businessmen I gave your book to as a gift, they want you to come to Canada and run for prime minister. We'll forget the fact that you're an American.
Never stopped them before.
Look who we've had. We got a great new school teacher right now. So that's why I don't want it to go to your head too much. But they think you should come up here and straighten things out, Daniel.
Well, the book, I think, like you said, and I'm, when you write something like that, I had no preconceived notion on how it would be received or whatever. I just wrote it. And I'm always surprised that the people come back and how much it affects them. It either doesn't affect them, they're indifferent to it, or they like, whoa, oh my gosh, I totally love it. And it's really, you know, we accomplished something. I really think we did something there. So thank you for that, Wayne. That's very nice of you.
It's your MO. You're a straight shooter, Daniel, and it's all just straight shooting, and it's facts and right to the point. And you did a great job on that. Great job.
Well, thank you. The biggest story in the world today to me, and of course, it involves, I guess, the COVID in a way. Well, indirectly, if not directly, it's coming out of Australia. And I want to get your take on this. In Australia right now, was this last week? I can't remember, Kev. We did the story. They are putting out drones to watch people. Drones, yeah. Like, you know, in the air. Literal drones to watch people to see if they have masks or not.
And they took the guns, so they can't shoot them down.
Right. They already took the guns, so they can't shoot them down.
Maybe throw a rock at them.
A slingshot.
Yeah.
Then get Dennis the Menace with a slingshot or something. I don't know. Here's the story today. And this sends a chill up my spine and probably most of our listeners.
And whatever it is, they want it to come here.
Right. Right. That's why this is so important to Americans. Not only we don't want this happening, but Australia becomes the test grounds.
Bingo.
Australian health execs, politicians float travel bans, tax penalties for COVID vaccine refusers. They don't even have a vaccine, and they're already making plans and getting statutes in place so that if you refuse, you're going to be tax penalties and you won't be able to travel.
Yep.
I wanted to get your take on this, Wayne, your perspective, and maybe from a Canadian perspective.
Well, Australia is another former English colony, just like Canada. And as my Scottish friends say, you can always tell an Englishman, but you can't tell him anything. And I'm not being prejudiced here now because I'm part English, part Scottish, part Irish. So I got the mix. But, you know, it's gotten so far out of hand. It is the, I'll tell you, honestly, Daniel, it's, you know, I'm involved in many businesses, environmental and ship breaking and battery recycling and scrap metal and all of that, and agriculture. And so there's usually no shortage of anxious moments and stress in a business. But what's stressing me out to no end these days, by far multiples more than anything else put together, is this fear that's been created and some of the madness, like what you're just mentioning, that's going on. There was a, now I can't even tell you the city or the province. I read it and got so mad I couldn't believe it. A city councillor from some city in Canada said that people that won't wear masks should be charged with attempted murder.
Oh, my now, God.
I mean, this has gone so far beyond madness that I'm having trouble with it, I got to tell you. And it is all, Daniel, it's 100% based in fear. And one of the first experts that I watched when this COVID broke out, and truly a highly educated man and well-spoken and common sense, he said that this is all about one thing. We talk about, geez, we're worried about our mom, we're worried about our kids. But he said, make no mistake about it, this is fear of our own mortality. They're playing up to it like never in the world's history before. The numbers are skewed. There's lots of proof for that now. You know, the death count and so forth, they were, you know, the jokes now are a guy had a tragic motorcycle accident and his death certificate said he died of COVID. You know, it's just gotten so outrageous. They have proof. There's been people, doctors have put on, because they were encouraged by your Dr. Fauci in the United States to do so, that they're putting COVID as the cause of death on folks who haven't even been tested after they died. One doctor said, I watched a patient take his last gasp of breath with lung cancer and was never tested for COVID. And yet that's what went on the death certificate. Now, I still can't figure out why. Where's the smartness in this? What's the purpose? I mean, it's some pretty evil stuff if this is about politics or it's just about somebody wanting to make trillions of dollars on
about
a vaccine. It usually is, Kevin, about money, right? And I did the math, boys. Gates has said that, and I don't know how he knows this because we don't have a vaccine yet, but he said that it'd be about 3,300 and change U.S. dollars per dose, and that a person will need three doses. So that's 10,000 U.S. dollars per person.
Whoa.
That everybody in the globe should have. Should be mandatory, and everyone in the world should be vaccinated. He also admits that in all likelihood, up to 2 million people will be killed by the vaccine. But I guess that number isn't supposed to be shocking when it's compared against the 7.8 billion people in the world. It's a very small number. But by God, it's more than double the supposed deaths from COVID in the world right now. So where's the... You know, I just don't get it. But if it wasn't for people's fear, and I've watched different experts who have agreed that it's the one emotion where we cannot use our common sense. Humans cannot use their common sense when they're afraid. It's either fight or flight. And I don't think there's too many fighters today. They're hiding in isolation. People are scared. To this ridiculous extent. And you know what worries me, Daniel? The future that we're ruining for our children and grandchildren, the money that's being spent. And what's going to happen this year, boys, when the influenza B comes back, like it does every year since they kept track of such things, what's going to happen? Are we all going to have to get tested to make sure it's not COVID, it's only influenza B, which, by the way, in my humble opinion, kill as many people annually as the true figures from COVID. That's my personal belief. I think they're exaggerated by at least 1,000%, these death figures. You may have died with COVID, and yes, it might have sent you, taken you away faster, but if you have lung cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, you've got some issues anyway, and to blame everything on Corona, I mean, it's gotten to such an absurd point, it's almost insulting how many people are scared to death over this. It insults the intelligence, truthfully.
To back up what you've said, it's been pretty clear, so at least in Florida, they've pretty much proven that the case numbers are, like you said, off 1,000%, about 90%. So if they say there's 100 people, it's actually about 10. That they've proven that in a lot of these districts, the death numbers, I mean, who knows how skewed they are. They've proven, like you said, that motorcycle people, well, he ran into a mountain with his motorcycle. Poor guy died of COVID.
Check the box.
I mean, he died of COVID.
Yeah,
what's missing from the numbers, too, guys? What's missing from the numbers, and it's huge. It's huge. Take New York State, Governor Cuomo. Had the state had random testing done in parking lots and outside office apartment towers and so forth. All over the state they did this. Thousands and thousands of tests. And then they went to actuarial people that figure such things out, like the polls, I guess it's the same kind of thing. And they figured that in New York State alone, there'd been over, at this point, I'm going back 3 months at least, there were at least 3 million people who'd had it, recovered. And guys, I remember doing radio back in November, December, and talked to so many people, not only on radio, but in our own company, where people had been off for sometimes weeks with this terrible, stubborn flu. Most flus, guys, you don't have for more than a week. And so many people said, and my spouse got it too, of course, and we were weeks getting better. So, you know, my personal belief is the biggest number of all is the one not being reported of how many people had it, recovered, and have moved on. Now, if New York was 3 million, just to use simple arithmetic now, if it was guaranteed to be more than 3 million, they said, these are unreported numbers. So what would that have done to the death count in New York if you added that 3 million people that had it and didn't die? It shrinks it tremendously. Now, I'm not sure how many people, what percentage of the U.S. population lives in New York, but I don't. Let's just throw a guess and say 10% of America is in New York. then that means 30 million more people were infected approximately and recovered with this stubborn virus that they had. Not like influenza B. That normally doesn't stick with people for a month. I told you, Daniel, I was under the weather myself for a month. And mine was all respiratory.
What month was that? What month was that? Because I had January. I don't remember when I don't get sick much. Yeah, I don't get sick much, and I got something. I don't remember when. I can't put my finger on it, but it was 2 or 3 days. I was woo.
December, I think.
Yeah, and
remember where we were in December, boys. We met in St. Louis.
Yes.
Stayed in that nice casino hotel around thousands of people. And, you know, when we were having social time, we were playing little cards and laughing and carrying on. So touching chips and being in close proximity and all the other people and the waitresses and the restaurants and so forth. And it was just after that, at Christmas time, Daniel, I was so glad that the Christmas break came and our companies, we had an extra long shutdown this year because of the way the dates fell. And we were off for 13 days. Well, I was exhausted, and I thought I was just exhausted. And I don't usually get exhausted, and it doesn't stay, but for a good night's sleep straightens me out. And then it led into, it just kind of got worse. And then after Christmas, I mean, I didn't miss work. I didn't miss any shows, but I didn't leave my house either. I fell asleep during one radio show and hung up on them by mistake. Yeah, that's the truth. I did that. It was like the third show that day, and I was out of steam, I guess. But, you know, my belief is that a tremendous number of tens of millions of people have had it. They might have had a tough time like me. It was a crappy month. I didn't go to the hospital or anything, but I just wasn't myself. I was probably working at 60% throttle compared to usual. But, you know, if there's been another 100 million people or 50 million or 200 million in the world's had it, boys, these numbers are
insignificant,
are much lower
really.
Than influenza. Insignificant. Yeah. Lower than influenza B. Way lower than the top 15 Schedule A diseases that happen every year, not just when this virus comes around once in a while. So, you know, I don't know how we became scared so easily. I guess all this news and all the sensationalism has done it.
Let's go back to the story. In the background of what you just said, which I totally believe, we've had many experts cast doubt on all this reporting. I mean, no matter where you fall on it, all of them, it's to some degree, are casting serious doubts on this. And now they're saying in Australia, they want to limit your travel. They want to penalize you for taxes. If you don't take an unproven drive-through vaccine that they're going to basically make in a hurry, if they tell you, Wayne, you take this vaccine or you can't get on this plane, I mean, what would Wayne Elliott do?
Well, if it meant going to jail, then Wayne Elliott hopefully would be doing radio shows from jail because I don't want that vaccine, Daniel. Jim Strauss was clear on that 25 years ago when it was one of those very few times where he raised his voice when I asked a question. And I'd say, what do you got against vaccines? He raised his voice and said, I'm not going to get injected with a cocktail of the poisons I'm trying to avoid. It's not nature's way. And I believe that, Daniel. I mean, that's not the way it's meant to be, is it? You go out digging the garden, let the kids play on the beach. You know how many creatures and bacteria and viruses there are around us? But that's how we stay strong. We got an immune system. Hiding away is the way to weaken your immune system. Don't get exercise. Get less sunshine. Don't eat right. Maybe you're eating takeout foods. That's the way to get sick. Not getting out amongst nature. That's the way to stay good. Stay better.
Well,
stay healthy.
You know, the thought that you just had, and I've had the same thought, and I had this discussion with somebody. Well, if they take you to jail, then they're definitely going to give you the vaccine.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to take you to jail and force you to get the vaccine.
Bingo.
Well, I'm just going to pray that never happens, because let me tell you what I'm scared of. I'm scared to death to take this vaccine. I don't know anything about it specifically, but I'm just against
all such
things, Daniel. Yeah, I do not want to be injected with what I'm trying to avoid. I'm sorry. It's madness to me.
Well, we got about a minute before the break. This is crazy. The amount of misinformation, false information, half truths, innuendos, and combined with the media all brewing up this storm, and now they're talking about government organizations with the force of law or supposed law going to try to manipulate you into doing. I mean, do we have sovereignty over our bodies or not? I mean, can we make a decision what's in our body? Do they own us or what? I mean, I just don't know.
This started a long time ago, Daniel, with genetically modified foods. There was a court fight in Ontario over 20 years ago, and the world's five big food companies won in court that no, Ontario residents do not have the right to know what they're eating. Don't have the right.
Oh, that's such a good point. Oh, my gosh, Wayne. That is such a good point. I didn't even connect this. If they tell us
You know, the only thing they tell you seedless, Daniel, is watermelon and grapes. Why? Because our kids were raised on seedless stuff. Nobody liked to have to spit out the seeds. And so they're promoting it because they don't have seeds. But Strauss used to say, if we want to fix this, everybody go to the grocery store, because 93% of the items are or contain GMOs. Fill your cart, get to the checkout, and ask the girl with each, or the lady, the man with each item, is this GMO? They won't be able to answer you, and walk on out of the joint and leave your full cart right there at the checkout.
Ooh.
Then we'd get to know, wouldn't we? Then we'd get to know. I bet we'd get to know in a week if we did that, but people won't do that.
Wow, that's a good idea, actually.
A real good idea.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. The music's about to start. We're talking to Wayne Elliott, these important issues. We're going to talk about some good things on the other side. How has Strauss Products, different things, Wayne's experience? He has 20-plus years dealing with thousands of people. How have their lives been changed? This is what I love. This is what I love about doing this. Being right here, this is what I love about it.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Got a feel-good broadcast and a great guest to have, Wayne Elliott. Always makes me laugh and just full of energy, life. That's what nature gives us, you know, energy, you know, life, exuberance, you know, success, health, happiness, joy, all these things.
Fun,
yeah. I mean, that's what we want.
Wayne was a lot of fun.
Wayne is a lot of fun.
Man, we had a good time.
What do you mean was? Wayne is a lot of fun. He is a lot.
Hey, nervous. Boys, I wasn't so much fun for the 5 years, I guess, before I found the strokes, heart drops. I really wasn't. I didn't even know I had anxiety or depression. I didn't know I had it till I didn't have it anymore. Then I realized it. But yeah, I wasn't fun in my second half of my 30s and first couple of years of my 40s. I was lucky is what I was that I survived before getting those heart drops. And I was clogged up good with cholesterol and plaque and, you know, so many wonderful things happened to me. And of course, biggest thing was clearing, getting 100% blood flow. And you bet you have energy. At age 66, I'm way better off than I was at age 36. That may be hard to believe, but it's the truth. Blood flow is the most important body function, and there's just nothing like those Strauss heart drops. And so anybody that's listening that maybe's got angina or has even had open heart surgery, or diabetes, there's some people suffer some horrible things with diabetes, they lose parts of themselves, their toes, their feet, their legs, eyesight. It's just a terrible ailment. You know, I swear, I just have so much experience with people and family and self, teammates, that it's, you know, it's like a miracle. It's the most important body function, and Strauss heart drops, there just is nothing like them. But boy, when I think back, Daniel, when I was half my age, boy, oh boy, it wasn't nice, you know. I always loved more than anything throwing a football. Right to this day, it's my favorite thing to do. Throw anything, really, but a football is my favorite. And I used to quarterback for both teams when my sons and their buddies would get together, did that for years. And then I came to that point where it's not like I didn't want to go and do it. I really wanted to, but it just wasn't in me. I don't even like to think back to those days, but I'll never quit taking the heart drops either because I'm not going back to those days.
Why don't you tell us a little? You've dealt literally with thousands of people, literally have experience. Tell us maybe some of the things that come to your memory. If I asked you, how have people been helped? What are some of the stories that come to your mind?
Well, my dad, for example, had his bypass surgery canceled at the Boston Medical Center.
Explain that. I've heard this, and you told me when you were counting this and that you counted over 1,000 people that had a similar circumstances. Explain this process. How's it go? This is dramatic to me. Please explain this.
Well, the people had trouble, angina, other heart issues, and they were booked. See, in Canada, you'll wait a long time. Some 6 months sometimes to see a specialist. It may be free, but it isn't fast. And so my dad was one of them. And my dad said, the heck with this, I'm going to, because his mom went the same way and hardening of the arteries, and Jay's didn't know herself for 10 years before she died. And he was told he was going to meet the same fate. And when he went to the Boston Medical Center, because it would be 6 months to see a specialist here, he went to the U.S. and they did the testing and so forth, and yes, he had, I think they wanted to bypass 3 of my dad's arteries. And so I made a deal with him and said, Dad, you go find out, but please don't do anything. You know, you can book it, but you know, don't stay there and have a surgery. And he went along with me because we had fixed his prostate, Daniel. He was to have his prostate removed and the Strauss prostate formula 20 years ago. When he went back for the surgery to Boston, they canceled that. He had the PSA count of a child, they said. And my Whoa. Dad died with his prostate in perfect shape 17 years later. Never an issue, never took another pill for it. I didn't even know he'd been on pills for 2 years, and the pills weren't working, and that's when they wanted to remove his prostate. Well, he died with it, and he died with a healthy prostate because of Strauss. So I had that going for me because my dad loved doctors and loved medicine and thought it was the answer. So he came home from Boston, told me they wanted to bypass these arteries, and I convinced him to go on the Strauss heart drops and go on them seriously. And, you know, I mean, he was my dad, so I said, I promise you with my life, Dad, that this is what you got to do. Well, he did. He went back to Boston, Daniel, 3 months later. They went through the same range of tests, and the cardiologist told him, you don't need the bypass surgery, Ken. It's amazing. Your arteries have cleared 50%. He said, I don't know how you've done it. And my dad showed him the heart drops. They, you know, most doctors aren't interested in any cheap, efficient fixes, I guess. They don't know anything about it, in fairness to them. They're not taught about natural medicine. And so my dad was saved and lived a healthy life, no hardening of the arteries. He was sharp as a tack when he died at 77. He died of lung cancer from asbestos. And my old baseball catcher, he had a heart murmur when he was born. Shouldn't have played back catcher, probably. And at age 29, he had to have open heart surgery and have a valve. And then he was on a variety of drugs from age 29 on, and his heart went downhill. And then he'd have been the same age. He's the same age as me. So then at age, 42, we found these heart drops. I got, one of the first bottles to my friend Vince. Just unbelievable what happened to him. And his cardiologist, I had him on your show once as a guest, his cardiologist told him, Vince, we don't see this. We're not trained to see it. We don't believe this can happen. And it's like a miracle. And of course, Vince is with us to this day with a healthy heart. And I just got so many of those stories where people, my good buddy Joe came back from the dead almost, Daniel, with the Strauss heart drops. Boy, he was in bad shape. Congestive heart failure, an enlarged heart, they said. He had the craziest arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat, I ever heard. I used to take his pulse, and it would go from, like, stop to 200 beats a minute to 50 to 225. It was just a crazy irregular heartbeat. And he got very overweight and was in very, very bad shape. I moved him into my house. And 4 months later, he went and ran our railroad yard. He was the superintendent at our rail yard. In those days, we were doing a pretty big rail business with General Motors and some others. And Joe went climbing rail cars and checking the rail cars when they came in empty. And, a real physical job, right from death's door, to that kind of recovery. And, you know, I've seen this over and over again with people, and that's why I swear with my own life. First of all, you can't be harmed with the hard drops. It's impossible. One time at a lecture, I drank a month's supply so people could see it couldn't hurt you. And so you can't be harmed. Health Canada determined that 25 years ago. And you can't be dissatisfied because Strauss has that money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied for any reason, they aren't going to have people dissatisfied. So you can't go wrong. You can't lose your money and be unhappy. And yet, you can't be harmed.
How can you lose? Let me ask a couple questions about your stories. First, going back to your dad. The thought came to me, wow, socialized medicine actually saved somebody because they were so slow, actually gave your dad time to take the hard drops.
That's right.
Socialized medicine saved your dad.
That's very good.
My friend Nicky, this fellow, little Nick, little wee guy, 115 pounds, and he may be, Daniel, the best welder fitter in Canada, at least. This guy's like a dressmaker with steel. It's amazing the work this man does. He can weld dissimilar metals. His dad was also a millwright and a master welder, and he ran the operations of the Molson Brewing Company in Montreal. So these guys were always welding stainless and titanium and all these exotic metals, and Nicky was just the best. And he worked for us, and he had a heart attack, and he went on all their pills, and I watched him for 3 or 4 years go from the Chesterfield to the kitchen table, have a cup of tea, back to the Chesterfield. He had to quit working. And I finally convinced him to take the Strauss heart drops. I said, you can keep taking your pills, Nicky, if you want to. These will work despite those pills. Those pills don't claim to remove any plaque, Daniel, not even the statin drugs, the cholesterol pills. They don't claim to, and they do not remove any of it. So Nicky went on the heart drops. Make a short story longer, 3-4 months later, he came back to work. He's 72 years old now, still working, still a mastermind, sharp mind. He doesn't do very good on nutrition. He lives on cigarettes, tea, and coffee, but, saved his life, changed his life. Instead of laying on the couch and dying, he went back to work. And this guy, he'd be welding underneath cranes in the middle of winter and so forth. So just an amazing recovery. And he tells everybody that he knows, and I'm not going to tell you what he told the doctor to do with his pills, but he doesn't take them anymore, and he just takes his heart drops.
Well, you're coming to a important part of this is how do you introduce this to people? Because, you know, I have family and friends and whatever, or acquaintances and I get all kind of reactions across the board. And some people, I see them and I know sure as I'm sitting here that, boy, they need these heart drops real bad. Sometimes, you know, you wait for the right time to introduce them. You finally introduce them and you get totally shut down. That's a little discouraging. What's a good way to introduce these kind of thoughts and ideas to people?
Well, I'm a pretty extreme person, I guess, Daniel. And what always has bothered me the most is when it's someone I know well, or a family member, or someone I love and care very much about, when they would refuse this help, it'd break my heart. And Jim Strauss way back then would say to me, Wayne, you know, everybody's not going to do it. You just have to accept it and move on to the next person. And, but one time with a family member, so there was some risk in this. I said, look, you know how sure I am that this is going to change your life? You take this for 6 months. And if you're not a new man in 6 months, I'll buy you a new car. And that
Whoa.
Was enough. Yeah, I know. It's pretty extreme. I'd hate to have it not work. But it worked. And so he was much happier feeling like a new man than if I had bought him a new car. And so I've done all kinds of things. And I swear with my own life, Daniel, all the time, because I'd never do that if I wasn't serious, of course. And what I'm saying right now, I should drop dead right here talking to you if I'm not telling the truth about this product. So I do my best to convince the people, swear to them. I've the first time when I was in the business years ago, I was so happy getting my own life saved. And my dad, my mom had many strokes when she was younger. She passed away at 88 and had a very healthy life. Would come to Florida with me every winter for a month or so, and she just loved it. So the things I've seen just make me so positive that I'll do almost anything to get someone on it. But when we were actually in the business those years ago, I was Eastern Canadian distributor. I was so happy with my own life and my family and some friends that we just made a rule that there'll be no profit in this business. We will give product away in lieu of profit. And we did that and just helped a whole bunch of people get well. And those confirmed canceled bypass surgeries, Daniel, I told you about, there was over 1,200 of them just in Ontario.
That is stunning.
And that made us feel... Well, it made us feel great because we saved the government probably $1 billion. And those 1,200 families, maybe the children got to go to college because dad wasn't sick or died young. And it changed many people's lives. You know, it just wasn't the person with the heart disease. The whole family gets affected. And that just makes you feel so good to be a part of. There's just no drug or anything like it. I was an athlete, but I mean, it'd be thrilled. We won a national championship here in Canada back in 72, but this is a bigger thrill to actually help somebody. I'm only the messenger boy. I didn't make the stuff. You know, I can't take any credit. All I am is the messenger. But when you're some small part of either saving or changing somebody's life, there's no reward like it in the world.
Let me tell you,
the Super Bowl, it's not as good as this.
Let me tell you the story. I think I'm pretty sure I've told it on air. And I know I told you. Was playing tennis, and some older people were playing. And when I say older, like 60s. They weren't like 20. They were in their 60s. A bunch of older guys playing tennis. And one of the guys, I looked on his ear. He had the crease. You know, this is one of those times, and he kind of, you know, and I see these guys, and I'm just like, I want to tell these people, but, you know, you just don't, you barely know them, you know, first thing out of your mouth, you know, you want it not to be the first thing. Anyway, we start to talk, and I'm looking at him, and this guy is skinny. I mean, he's thin, he runs, he plays tennis, he's in good health, supposedly, and he starts talking on his own he went to the doctor, and the doctor says he's healthy. And all this, he says, I've been kind of tired lately, but the doctor said everything's fine. I asked him, what about your heart? Well, the doctor said my heart's perfect. Everything's fine. He says, I said something to the extent, I can't remember exactly what I said, but something like, can I be direct with you? He goes, yeah. And this guy's a lawyer, pretty high level lawyer in Atlanta. So, you know how those type of people are, you know, but the super nice guy, super nice. So he goes, okay, yeah, sure. I go, you got heart problems. And he looked at me, cross-eyed, heart problems. Yeah, he said, you see that crease on your ear? He said, what crease? And everybody's looking, you know, ask the people we're playing with, do you see his crease? Yeah, I see his crease. He said, that's almost a sure sign that you have some arterial blockage. You got a heart problem going on, and you feeling draggy and tired and stamina and stuff like that. Dollars to donuts. You got some blockage. You're not getting blood flow. You need heart drops. And he said, Well, the doctor said I was fine. The doctor said I was healthy. Okay. Long story short, I keep in contact with him. I sent him a copy of one of the interviews that you and I did. I said, here, listen to this guy tell a story about the heart drops and what they can do. Check it out. And he listened to it. And, he was starting to feel, he went right back to his doctor. And his doctor said, oh, no, you're fine. He said, no. I want whatever the next level of test. I want to make sure of this. Something might be wrong with my heart. And I said, okay. So they did the test and they came back and they said they would not even let him leave the hospital. They would not let him leave the hospital. The very next day, he had surgery because some of his major arteries were 99% blocked. His wife texted me and says, you probably saved my husband's life. Thank you. And so, Wayne, you just saved Randy's life because I told him, I sent your interview to him.
Well, that's great. Because, guys, you know, it happens all the time. Remember Jim Fix, the famous jogger?
Yeah.
Vegetarian, ate right, exercise, died of a heart attack. When he was jogging. You know, they call it the silent killer sometimes. But isn't it something, guys, like Jim Strauss always preached that nature has everything perfect and you can't duplicate nature and nature doesn't duplicate itself. No two snowflakes alike, no two giraffes, no two pine trees are identical. And that's the strength, the biodiversity. And isn't it something that nature would give us a signal for our number one, that ended up our number one killer, heart disease and stroke. And there's the signal right on your earlobes. And I'm this is going to sound weird. I guess I'm lucky that I have the creases on both ears, Daniel, because I can say to somebody, you see the lines in my ears here, and I'll point to them. I've even said to people I don't know well, you know, you don't look too good. Your color's uneven. You got creases on your ears. You better eat quick just to make sure you're going to get through this dinner meeting with me. And which is extreme, but so I'll even scare people into it if I can. But, and that's a true story. I mean, if you've got uneven color, if your color of your skin is not even, that's circulation. And if you've got bluish gray lips, by God, that's circulation. If you've got cold hands and feet, circulation.
My brother-in-law, you know, my brother-in-law, he's about 40 years old. My favorite brother-in-law. He heard your interview. He said, I want some of them heart drops. He got some of the heart drops. And it wasn't like, you know, he's 40 years old. There wasn't, you know, nothing going. He took the heart drops and almost immediately, I can't remember, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, his feet weren't cold anymore. So at night, his feet would always get cold. His feet weren't cold anymore. He was getting circulation down to his feet. Like, just like that. And I couldn't believe how quickly things worked for him.
You know what's important to note too, Daniel? Because I've talked to so many people. I think it's over 750 radio shows now as well, and all those hundreds of lectures. And you have to appreciate, if blood flow wasn't our most important body function, the Creator wouldn't have put 50,000 miles of veins and vessels in
us. Good point.
And you know why? Because every single cell needs blood. If you're going to grow hair on your head, blood, you need blood. Everything, every cell, your immune system cells, they need blood. And anywhere that needs blood, which is everywhere in your body that doesn't get it, you've got a problem coming. The biggest ones being, of course, heart attack and stroke. But because everything's connected, there's countless things the Strauss heart drops can do for you when you have 100% blood flow. My low lawyer, God bless him, he's gone now. He incorporated my first business, well, 50 years ago this year. 50 years I'm in business. And when John was on the heart drops for 6 months, he came in my office once, and he got in front of my desk, and he bent over, put the top of his head towards me, and he said, look. And I said, what, John? He said, my hair's gone back to orange. It was gray. I said, is that right? I didn't notice. He said, that's unbelievable. He was so happy about his hair. Now, that didn't happen to my head hair, but it did on my chest, Daniel. At about age, by age 40, I had a gray streak like a skunk on the hair down the center of my chest. And you know what I've got now for these past 20 years? I've got some gray hair right in the dead center of my chest. And the rest is dark brown. Like, well,
now we don't want to start talking about different hair colors of different parts of the body now, Wade. We don't want to. We're just going to leave it at that.
I took my shirt off at a lecture once just to show them, but how did they know what color it was before? You know?
We got a couple minutes before the top of the hour. CardioCom and kidney support. We haven't talked a lot about those today, but fantastic. I barely started taking the CardioCom, and I can't believe how good it tastes. I mean, compared to the heart drop, I mean, heart drops is like a punch in the you know it works good because it tastes like that. Why should somebody take CardioCom over heart drops or vice versa?
Well, you should take them both. The CardioCom, if you have an irregular heartbeat, that's what fixed mine, Joe's, my dad's. So many football players get an irregular heartbeat because, really, football is not a smart game to play. We're not horses, as Jim would say, Jim Strauss. And especially down linemen, Daniel, that are doing that push. You know, they're pushing against each other. Their heart gets torqued right up to the top. And consequently,
football players that played 5 years longer than high school live 10 years less than the average male population. It's a fact.
Wow.
And that's a pump our heart, and we wear it out. Now, that CardioCom rebuilds damage, helps your body rebuild damaged heart cells. Great for irregular heartbeat. That's Western medicine's toughest heart condition to treat. They have pacemakers, and they have some very heavy, dangerous drugs. But CardioCom, great for irregular heartbeat. That kidney blood pressure, man, 55% of all high blood pressure is caused by the kidneys, not the heart. If your heart is your cause, the Strauss Heart Drops will lower your blood pressure. That's been my experience with too many people to talk about. And if it's your kidneys, like it was for me, it was my left kidney specifically. I had two natural therapists tell me. That kidney blood pressure, 23 years ago I took it for 3 months. My blood pressure has been 120 over 70 since. When it came available again in February, I took some more. I've taken 3 bottles now, and I did notice a difference. So it kills bacteria in your kidneys. There's several antibiotic herbs, and it cleanses your kidneys. Then there's that cold storm and smooth oregano with kids going back to school. Good for expected moms and kids.
Absolutely. We'll talk more about that in the next hour, cold storm and smooth oregano. Oregano's strong. This actually tastes good. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Elliott, the great Wayne Elliott. God bless you, Wayne. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.